This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour, you're on target with conversation about things that are rare in our world. We like talking about things that not everybody else wants to talk about, with a perspective that is unique from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Help yourself to us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, and certainly the podcast. You can have a current podcast, a past one, whatever it is that you're looking for in the DJV department. Just go to blogtalkradio.com. Actually, you know what would be cool is having it automatically delivered to your smartphone. Go to blogtalkradio.com/DJV, DJV show. You got to make sure the show is in there. So it's blogtalkradio.com/DJV show and get the podcasts from every day. Every day and twice on Sunday. How about them apples? Rare items in the news. This is something that doesn't speak well for the future of those people who make their living as disc jockeys. A station in Philadelphia today is going to allow Alexa to take a station shift. I won't say, when I say allow, they're making a deal with Amazon. Who does Alexa?
Amazon,
yep. Okay.
It's Amazon, yeah.
Yep. So they're going to be on the air from 2 to 6 this afternoon promoting Alexa skills. The Alexa, I guess that there's a voice, Alexa, play a song from Bruno Mars. And the Bruno Mars song shows up. Alexa, right. Play a song from... you name the artist, whoever it is that you want. Alexa is featured as the guest disc jockey this afternoon. Man, what smells bad about this?
Woo! Well, I mean, a human still has to tell Alexa what to do.
Yeah, but it could be any. It could be somebody who has no skill as an announcer at all, just somebody sitting in a closet. Okay,
play
Alexa.
Play Madonna, right.
Fire, yeah. Right, yeah. There you go. So that's rare item number one. Next item... the celebration of the Powerball ticket winner. This is a very interesting circumstance because I actually know where this variety store is, not far from where a friend of mine purchased a wedding dress. It was the Handy Variety Store in Watertown, Massachusetts, sold a ticket for $758.7 million. One person gets the dough. They boil it all down. There was a second... this is what I kind of wanted to have you dig around in with me. There were 9,397,723 additional winners. What do they win? They have like 135 million. So on top of the 758, there's another $135 million worth of prizes. What?
Oh, if you have like two numbers or three numbers or whatever, however that goes.
Can you win if you only have a couple of numbers?
I never know how Powerball works. I don't know.
Is it different than...
I think there are certain arrangements, aren't there? Like if you have five out of six or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. The numbers, by the way, 6, 7, 16, 23, 26, the Powerball number is 4. And I don't understand the double thing. What's the difference between the Powerball number and if you want to double your chances of winning? And is it different with Mega Millions than it is with Powerball? Let's have some sort of tutelage here. Jennifer, I thought you were the expert in this. I thought you were...
No.
Ryan Jenkins.
I know you have to have the Powerball number to win the entire jackpot. That's the last... excuse me, the last number.
Last number, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that number was 4. That's my favorite number. I should have won.
Well, they don't know... Well, you can't just have number 4 and win anything, I don't think. I think you have to have other numbers plus the Powerball number.
Wow.
But they say that... they don't know if it's a group of people who went in on the ticket or if it's one person, but it is one singular ticket that had all the correct numbers.
Still not a bad payday.
Still lucky.
Yeah.
Congratulations. All right, next item, a rarity in the news, a focus on a white baby koala born in an Australian zoo. Koalas are normally brown. What color is a koala normally? This is
brown.
Not an albino koala, but a white is different.
Is it kind of grayish? Grayish brown? Yeah, that's true. Gray or brown, right?
Right. So they're looking for a name for this koala. What would be a good... So far they have some suggestions. Snowflake and Pearl and Sugar. Okay, so what would be really different? These people, the aboriginals originally... That's a silly sentence, isn't it? The aboriginals originally. And there's a word in aboriginal language, Baringa, means light or dawn. That's kind of... I like that. That's kind of cute. But, well, if you...
I think snowflake is cute.
No, it's Pat.
Oh, you
gotta come up with something. Baringa's good.
Oh, but, well, what's your suggestion?
I just said Baringa. My suggestion...
Yeah, that's not your suggestion. That's something that someone else has already suggested.
All right, you want to know what I call him?
Yes.
Whitey.
Oh, that's so original. Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
But your dog's
name. Pat.
My dog's name is Fido.
Spot, Fido.
Yeah. So how do we apply to name? Where are they? They must have a Facebook page.
I think it's their
page.
Facebook page, yeah.
Right, okay.
Tourism Australia.
Australia on its Facebook page. Looking for suggestions on a name. All right, there you go. Next rare item in the news, as people are going back to college, a lot of attention here in the Boston area on the Obamas bringing their daughter to Harvard. It was kind of, actually, I thought it was kind of neat to see how people really didn't pay much attention. At least the people on the Harvard campus, they said, "Hi, Mr. President." I mean, they didn't bug him, they didn't bug her. They just kind of let her, she had on a pair of glasses and a cap, but people knew who she was, and people didn't, you know, run after her and want a picture with her, and you know, there's a certain amount of Secret Service around the president, no matter the former president anyway, but I thought it was kind of nice. I thought it was sweet, in fact, that the way that she was treated wasn't what the police in Cambridge, Massachusetts, were expecting. They expected they were going to have a nightmare with people all over the place. When you... Whoever you are, if you have a name for yourself or you have a family name or whatever it is, and you try to live a normal life, it must be hard. We were talking about the paparazzi and all of the foolishness that went down with Diana. This is, is it a sickness? It sort of feels to me like all the attention that's given to these people just because of their name. These kids can't help that they were born to the Obamas. They came into the world, they're not, and I don't get the sense, and I didn't get it from Chelsea, I haven't gotten it from the Bush kids. I don't think they've traded any of them. Have they traded on their stock, or that is their name? Do you get a sense from any of these recent children to go back, even to, well, let's see, back as far as Chelsea anyway? I don't ever feel that they traded on their name.
What is that? I mean, I don't...
It means take advantage.
The oldest Obama daughter, Malia, got... Didn't she get a really cool internship with, like, some Hollywood
studio?
Harvey
Weinstein.
Harvey
Is that because
Weinstein.
Of
That's right.
her name
I
or because
that
of President
had to do
Harvey?
The fact. Yeah, I would imagine that had to do with the fact she was an Obama. I mean,
Jenna Bush Hager is on the Today
NBC.
Show or Good Morning America or something. She's a correspondent, so obviously she wouldn't have had that job if she didn't have that name.
Really? You think she's not that good?
No. I mean, I like her as a person, but I don't think that that's her strong suit.
Oh.
I actually think she's gotten a lot better over the last year or two. I think she's actually done a pretty good job. But, you know, the thing is
well, maybe the question is, would Jennifer have gotten that job or Victoria gotten that job?
Right.
And you're saying no. She.
I think the name is definitely helpful. I mean, I don't think that
didn't help Billy Bush
to deny it.
Well,
yeah, but he wasn't a presidential son. He was like
a cousin.
Nephew or cousin of President Bush.
Yeah. So, well,
I just think it's so weird, the scrutiny that the kids specifically get. There was a story out that Chelsea Clinton defended Barron again because someone was going after him for his clothes. And there really are in this club that only they understand, and I think it's good that they stick together. And despite the political parties and the differences and all of that, I think it's really good that they are actually defending each other, and I give props to Chelsea Clinton for doing that because I think she's been kind of at the leader of the pack in at least presidential kids. It's a small club.
Sure is. Not a bad club. Well, if you use it and you use it intelligently. Nobody got hurt because the Bush kids got onto NBC, or maybe that's the other side of it. If you're using it to have advantage, take advantage over others, maybe that's what makes it a little more difficult. I just thought the way the Malia thing was handled was okay. I wasn't thinking about her other stuff that she's been entitled to. It's a privilege. Yeah, all those things. With that comes privilege, I suppose. What is it?
I just hope that she's able to, once the dust settles a little bit, I hope that she's able, and any kid in this type of environment, when Byron goes to high school, his new school in the fall, I just hope that they're able to blend in and have a normal experience, and I think that's all of their parents probably just want that for their kids.
Right.
But they become celebrities. I mean, look, Malia was just shown being carted out of a nightclub or something. I mean, they're always going to be the source of scrutiny, even though they didn't choose the public life. People are going to be looking at them.
Wasn't there a picture
time.
Of her smoking, and then she was wearing a T-shirt that says how bad smoking is?
She apparently checked in at Harvard wearing a Smoking Kills T-shirt.
Yeah, right. She gave one to her father.
I know.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
Announcing the Office Depot Office Max Back to School One Cent event. Going on now in stores only. Check your purse or pockets, your car's cup holder, because a penny has never been more valuable. 10-pack pens, 1 cent. Composition notebooks, scissors, and plastic folders, all 1 cent each. Hurry to the 1 cent event, only at Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
In store only. Limit 3 each while supplies last. Offer with minimum $5 purchase before tax. Ends 8/26.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big. Boys Carter's tees are just $7.99, and Junior's graphic tees are $9.99. Fashion sneakers are $24.99. Kitchen electrics are only $9.99, and the Big One bath towel is just $3.99. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, it's Super Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We'll be right back. fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Wrestling fans, you're a wrestling fan. Raise your hands, please. Jennifer's a wrestling fan. Are you a fan, Victoria? You like to watch the wrestling matches?
Sometimes I do, yeah.
Really? And how about you, Kara?
I used to watch it when I was younger. All the bloodbaths, pretty exciting stuff.
Bloodbaths and wrestling?
Oh yeah, they would turn all the lights off, and then suddenly they would turn it on, and people were covered in like pink Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah, right.
What?
Very realistic.
What wrestling was that?
Yeah.
You didn't watch
all right.
it? Oh, never mind.
So if you're listening carefully and you understand pop music, or you have a sort of interest in pop music, you'll recognize the voice of Bruno Mars, whose real name is Peter Gene Hernandez. His name, he's named after a wrestler named Peter Hernandez. Did you know that? How many people knew that this guy...
No, he's not.
I know he's not. Bruno Sammartino. Who remembers Bruno Sammartino?
I do.
Okay. He's not a current wrestler. He's retired. He was the champion. He was the heavyweight big bopper. And somehow or other, his father liked him, and so he gave Bruno the nickname Bruno. Where'd the Mars come from, though? Yeah, Bruno, get that. It comes from Bruno Sammartino.
I don't know where the Mars part came from.
See? I asked you a question. You thought I was not that smart because I didn't know the whole story about Bruno and the wrestler. But yet, we don't have an answer to the question, where did the Mars come from? Maybe his father was looking
he loved
into
Mars
outer
bars.
Space. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his favorite candy bar growing up, Mars bar. So that's why
that's
he added it to
news.
The end. No, it's not. Totally
yeah,
true.
Fake news. Bruno Mars. Does anybody care why he's called Bruno Mars? I suppose that's the question.
Well, I never knew it was a wrestler. I never knew it was a wrestler either, yeah.
All right. So the real story here, before Victoria charges me with burying the headline, is that Bruno met Bruno. Bruno Sammartino met Bruno Mars, or vice versa. The forces of nature and the forces of history collided in Pittsburgh when Bruno Mars got to meet his namesake behind the backstage at his tour stop. Quote, I was nicknamed after this wrestler Bruno Sammartino tonight in Pittsburgh. I had the honor of meeting him. This was on his Instagram, alongside a picture, which is holding one of Sammartino's championship belts and smiling with big Bruno. Bruno Mars, a little guy, isn't he, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, so, he's very.
This guy, Bruno Sammartino, is about twice his size. Is that what it is? Small but tough? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's scrappy.
Very exciting story, but and the wrestler. DJ Khaled. Did I do that right?
Khaled. Sure.
Khaled?
Yes.
So, who would want to buy some of this guy's... He's a record producer, disc jockey, that kind of stuff. And a social media maven. So, who wants to buy his clothing?
A lot of people, apparently.
Why would you want to buy somebody...
He's very flashy. He's a flashy dresser. Yeah. So he's got a lot of, like, cool outfits that he's worn in videos and on stage and stuff.
He looks to me like he just douses himself in cologne. Anybody
know?
Else?
He does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I feel like I can smell him from the pictures on the page.
So that would mean his whatever clothing he was wearing...
would also reek
smells of like, yeah.
Whatever his cologne is.
Uh-huh. So where is this being auctioned off? Is this online?
Yes.
Poshmark.com on that.
Yeah.
Is it still on? Is it? Has it all been sold off?
Or? No, it's still going. There are some pieces that are still left.
Really? So where? Mm-hmm. This excites me. I think I'd like to buy some of these clothing. Where do I go to get it?
It's you can go to Poshmark. But the point of it is that all the proceeds go to Get Schooled, which is a nonprofit that helps graduation rates and kids can actually win a recording studio in their school.
So there she is, ladies and gentlemen, saving me from burying the headline one more time.
Once again.
Victoria, Keelan, 28 past the hour. Kitty, kitty, baby,
get a thing. In today's automotive news, Chevrolet has introduced a new car for next year's NASCAR Cup Series, a Camaro ZL1. Chevrolet flooded social media with pictures of the new car, announcing that it's officially here and that it will be coming to a track near you in 2018. Introduced in the ceremony in downtown Detroit, seven-time Cup champion Jimmy Johnson drove the car along Jefferson Avenue before pulling in front of Chevy headquarters. Many fans have been hoping the Camaro would return to the Cup Series. For more information, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over. Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The hour. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and you. International items in the news. Kim Jong-un, we all know him, the lovable North Korean dictator. There's a report now on why he ordered the execution of his relatives, his uncle, then he killed his brother, somebody who killed three or four people that were close to him. And it turns out the reason he had it done is because they were trying, these family members were trying to get rid of him, and they had gone to the Chinese government to support a coup to replace him
His
half-brother Kim Jong-nam. Did you know that, Jennifer? I didn't know that's what the reason for
was. No, there was a lot of competition after his father died, Kim Jong-il.
was the former leader of North Korea, and apparently Kim Jong-un was his dad's favorite. And so after the, in fact, he actually broke protocol, and at his dad's funeral, he actually helped carry the coffin, which I guess was not something that is typical. Uh-huh. And, I guess after he died, he was the one that the father wanted to take over, but everybody else was like, whoa. And so Kim Jong-un was much more aggressive, and that's why the dad liked him, because he was like the aggressive, crazy one. And he started taking out his opponents.
Yeah.
His family members be damned.
Found out that they were working with the Chinese government. So I'm wondering why it is the Chinese are so reserved now in trying to bump this guy off and get rid of him, because they obviously had taken a position before. Was it a different president, a different regime when Kim Jong-un?
I don't know when President Xi took over, but right. I think that they see him kind of as a way to make money, and I think that they like thinking that they have a little power over North Korea, but I don't know why they wouldn't have tried to. I don't think they maybe carried the coup out as much as they could have. I mean, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting thing to speculate or think about, why we keep depending on, Donald Trump says the Chinese will help us to get rid of, or he's asking for help from the Chinese to try to get rid of Kim Jong-un or whatever the problem is that he has with us. And they've been moderately reluctant to do that, it would seem. Or am I reading it wrong? It seems there is a reluctance there. They're kind of there, but it's not in their best interest. Anybody who's an international diplomat, look at that situation, or anybody observing, how is it in China's best interest to have a mess in Korea?
It's not.
No, not at all.
But also, you haven't heard our administration talking much about regime change, which makes me think what comes after him. Because I think that's naturally the first place you go is, okay, if we knock him out, you know, can we make some headway? And I think maybe the answer might
be
no.
How can it be any worse than what it is, though?
I don't know. He's got a lot of brainwashing going on. I think the most interesting thing I learned about all of this is that the only resource that is in high quantity in North Korea is marijuana. Because, I mean, these people aren't eating. But there is marijuana being sold at every street market, every wherever, because I think he uses it as a way to keep people like, whatever, you know, kind of complacent.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting, this story I read. It was like 3 pages, and I can't remember if it's in the LA Times, about how, just marijuana is rampant. Everybody uses it in North Korea.
Wow. Now, that's something you don't think about. You think about opium. You think about Asians and opium. But you don't think about, is that a racist, somebody going to say, you racist pig, quibbling, what was the word, equivalizing, is that the right word? No, it's not. Equating, that's what I was looking for. Equating being an Asian with using heroin and opioids. I think most of the pictures we have in our mind of people doing that are, they're Asians, right? I don't have many pictures in my mind. You're all leaving me out to dry.
Of opioids? I don't really think of Asians using opioids.
Really? Who do you think is using opioids?
I think of Americans. I think we're in the middle of a crisis.
Yeah, I think of New Jersey. I think
New Jersey, hey.
I think of Afghanistan, certainly. That's where opium
New Jersey and Afghanistan? That's it?
Look, you asked me what I think of. No.
Here's the story of an evaluation of American diplomats working in Cuba. A doctor has released a report that diagnoses Americans with conditions as serious as traumatic brain injury and damage to the central nervous system. Diplomats complained of symptoms including hearing loss, nausea, headaches, balance disorders. Sounds like me when I hit my head on the tractor the other day. What were described as a number of incidents that have begun affecting them in Havana starting late last year. Officials investigating whether the diplomats were targets of some kind of sonic attack. Citing a source familiar with the incidents, so it says the incidents continue to occur on the island, and some of the diplomats have gotten so sick they had to cut short their assignments there. Huh. No answer, real answer. But the investigation of the Cubans using some kind of spy dust or sonic thing to get at the... This was after we restarted our relationship with Cuba, too, right? Wouldn't that have been?
No,
was
right
later.
Before, I think. I mean, really? It was in the Obama. Well, it was when Obama had started working with them, but it wasn't in the last year where you were able to have the travel restriction dropped.
Well, how many? I didn't think there was any diplomatic connection in Cuba at all.
That we had any.
There must have been something.
We have an embassy there.
Right.
I didn't think there was anybody there. Well, there you go. Our friends, the Cubans. I think that we long since should have been. I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once. We should have been in Cuba. There was no reason for us not to be in Cuba. It was one bad or foolish excuse after another. If you're doing business with the Chinese, they're communists to the nth degree. Why aren't you doing business in Cuba? And what is there about the situation now? Not that I want to get into a political discussion, but Trump sort of put the brakes on what was going on in Cuba to normalize relationships, didn't he?
He did. And the reason for that, or at least the reason that the administration gave, is that when Obama opened up travel between our countries, one of the stipulations was that they stopped the atrocities on their own people. They stopped that violence.
Right.
That has not stopped. And
what do
so,
they do to their, what do they do? What do the Cuban government?
You know, I really don't know. I really don't know all the details, but that was the reason from the administration's perspective as to they weren't following their end of the deal that was set up with them between America and Cuba. They weren't following their end of the deal, and so he put the stop to it.
Okay, so then why don't we put the, again, ask the question, because the Chinese government does horrible things to people who are in opposition to them.
We owe a ton of money to China, and we use China to make money, so there's a whole different set of motivations
there. There's a lot of money to be made in Cuba. Lots of money to be made in Cuba. You don't think that's a good...
Well, I think that I think there is a lot of money to be made there. I mean, they just opened their first 5-star hotel, I think, last week. Mm-hmm. So they've been really looking forward to having the tourism open up. So, I don't know. I think it's a mistake to be closing stuff down again. If we're not going to hold them to this, if we're holding them to a different standard, like you said, Doug, in China and everywhere else, I mean, I don't understand it.
I don't get it either. All right,
he still is doing firing squads over there. I mean, there's just a lot of...
Firing squads in Cuba?
Yes.
Really? What's the crime like? What's the crime? What incident?
I know, but
crime?
I hate to commit one. It's up in there.
So off with their heads, off with their heads.
Yeah, although I guess firing squads, I have actually supported them here in this country because I think they're much cheaper, so...
When you're dead, you're dead.
According to those stupid injections.
Yeah, right. Which we don't have enough of. We have enough to put dogs to sleep, but we don't have enough to put human beings to sleep. Here's one more international item that I find intriguing. The story of a mosque in London that's broken the record for the world's biggest samosa. And then they fed it to homeless people. A samosa is what? It's a big pastry, right? With all kinds of good things in it. Peas, lentils, onions, meat. This thing weighed 337 pounds, made by a team of Muslim aid volunteers at an East London mosque. After claiming their official Guinness World Record, the team distributed the samosa to homeless people. I don't know, what's the origin of the term samosa? I thought it was a drink for some reason or other.
Mimosa.
That's mimosa.
Why are you laughing?
Because mimosas are delicious.
Yeah, but it's an easy stretch for me to mistake a samosa for a mimosa.
Sure.
You say samosa, I say mimosa.
I think we need to take Doug out to brunch a little bit more.
Yeah.
That way he becomes more familiar with the samosas. I mean the mimosa. Oh, God, now I just did the same thing. Never mind.
You can have samosas with you.
See?
You could.
See? It's not just me. Okay, let's help people who are trying to find the right person for the right job. I like talking about ZipRecruiter because it's encouraging to know that American businesses are doing the right thing to find the right people for the right jobs. I don't know. It makes me, as a small business person, makes me feel good about doing business in America. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. Find that person. You're a listener to this program, so you know we have a certain amount of credibility. These people have huge credibility as well. It's ZipRecruiter.com /DJV. Use it free for your next employee needs.
Our nation was founded by hardworking people who embraced the responsibility of raising their children and taking care of their families. People like my father. This is Reverend Derek McCoy, Executive Vice President at the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, also known as CURE. Dad grew up in poverty in the Deep South, one of four children just a generation removed from slavery. He worked hard at menial jobs to put himself through college. Dad understood the fundamental value of hard work. He lived that value out every single day for 35 years as a public school teacher, community leader, and most importantly, husband and father. He raised my sisters and me to work hard and to succeed. But today, 4 out of 10 children in urban areas are raised without fathers. As dads disappear from the home, children are 4 times at greater risk to live in poverty and learn to depend on welfare. That does not have to be the case. We can reverse the trend of absentee fathers and help children to embrace the ethic of work and responsibility. Let's work hard to instill this value in the next generation. Learn more at urbancure.org. That's urbancure.org.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillow you pay for, 3 you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get 4 lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires 1 line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Those of you who are worried about Kim Jong-un attacking us with some kind of nuclear blast, make sure if it happens, you don't use hair conditioner. You find yourself in a situation where you need to wash radioactive material from your body. Don't reach for hair conditioner. Conditioner can bind radioactive particles for your hair. Where else will you hear a warning like this? Nobody else on the radio will have this exclusive story. Guidelines issued by Guam's Office of Civil Defense. Same guidelines posted by the Department of Homeland Security. When a nuclear warhead detonates, a fireball incinerates everything it touches and hurls vaporized material skyward. So, if you're unlucky enough to be caught outside during an explosion, fallout can settle into your clothing and your skin. Some of these particles are so small they can slip into crevices that lie open on strands of human hair. So a word to the wise is sufficient. Don't use conditioner on your hair if you live in Guam. 10 before the hour.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV Experience. Let's see what we can dig up here that is of interest and import in terms of technology news. See what we can get Victoria focused on. Brought to you by the folks at Total Wireless. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Here's a word from them, and then we'll get to our important news from the world of technology.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, let's get to it here. Victoria, Keith, and Doug Steffen, Tech Talk time. Robocall. Those of you, or maybe plural, because nobody just gets one. How many of us are getting robocalls? I get this call
every day
from some drug company in Canada. It must be 5 times a day from various places, California, Florida, Massachusetts, Minnesota. They have all these numbers that they get. How they get them, I don't know. But I told this one, I don't normally I answer phone calls that come from numbers I don't recognize or there's no ID on it. But I grabbed one the other day, and this guy starts spouting off about something, and I told him to go blank himself, and I hung up the phone. That's how annoying these things are. How dare... First of all, I don't understand how you can sell anything to people who are angry. How does that work? I wouldn't buy anything from these people if they were the last...
That is a good point. I don't know anyone who's actually ever bought anything.
No.
Although you do hear plenty of stories about senior citizens falling for all kinds of scams. So whether they're trying to sell you something or something else is going on, they always have some sort of a problem when it comes to seniors giving up their information and having their identity stolen. So it is a big problem.
So for those of you who are getting these annoying robocalls, what's the bright side?
Well, the bright side is if you ever got a call where someone was offering you a free cruise, you might actually be eligible for $900 in a settlement. A judge in Chicago recently approved the settlement, and it was involving Carnival Cruises, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Line. And basically, these telemarketers have bought these phone numbers illegally, and then they've been calling people up saying, hey, you want a free cruise? Just give us your bank account, and we'll, you know, things like that. And so now this class action suit has not gone in their favor, and now they're saying the settlement will end up being between $7 and $12.5 million. So if you received one of these calls between July 2009 and March 2014, you can actually receive $900 or a maximum of $300 for three calls. So $900 would be the total. And you have until November 3rd to file a claim. We're going to put this link up on our Facebook page so you can actually see if your phone number qualifies. It might be some found money.
Really? Okay, that'll be good. Post at DJV, facebook.com/DJV show. All right, so now next here, the focus on the term, the hashtag.
Right.
Where did that come from? That's what this is about, I guess, isn't it?
It is. 10 years ago. Today, this week, the hashtag turns 10 years old. So if you think about what was going on 10 years ago, George W. Bush was president, Beyonce's Irreplaceable was the number one hit song, and Apple had just released its first iPhone. And so that was also the same time that Twitter introduced the hashtag. According to Twitter, an average of 125 million hashtags are now used on a daily basis. When it first started out, the most tweeted hashtag was only used 9,000 times. And so now the top hashtag of 2017 so far has 300 million retweets. So essentially what happened was a guy named Chris Messina, who is a former Google designer, he took what was known as the pound sign. Everybody knew it as the pound sign, right? We all remember the pound sign. So he decided that you could use the pound sign for groups, and it then became called the hashtag. He never actually trademarked it because he said claiming a government-granted monopoly on the use of hashtags would have likely inhibited their adoption, which was the antithesis of what I was hoping for. So he said, I had no interest in making money off of hashtags. They're for everyone. And so he has blessed us with hashtags 10 years later.
Yeah. What would it have been if it wasn't a hashtag? It could have been the pound. Well, it is the pound sign, but it could have been a star or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hashtag the term, though, is what we're talking about. Thank you, Victoria. Brought to you by Total Wireless, four lines on America's largest network, $25 per line.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.